Thank you, Shimon, and thank you for the organizers to invite me to this workshop. And this is kind of removed from what we focused on, all the statistics and the equations. But I think this research can act as a bridge between all the complicated ecological modeling and the publics or forest managers. I think this can be very useful to show people, after you do all the complicated modelings, what it really will be interpreted into the how the future forest will look like. Today's talk is the result from my several projects. And I started 3D visualization since I started my postdoc research and in University of Wisconsin. And then my work at Clemson University, I have several projects involved in the 3D visualization. There are two visualizations we can we got all the figures, charts, and the math. That is one visualization we can see all in the articles. I think almost everybody will do that. And another visualization is the landscape visualization, that we can see the real forest in 3D perspective views. The reason we want to visualize, as I said, that among the researchers, we need to see what's the output of our modeling, especially for the forest landscapes, like in the future, in 200 years, what forest will look like. Or we can also see the past, what the historic forest looks like. And this visualization can be used to the discussion among the researchers. Also, we can show the public what the forest management looks like, what the fire spreading will look like. The approach of the visualization is that we have to collect the forest information, including the species composition, the forest structure, including the age, and what kind of species is in that forest. And we will put all the detailed information into the land cover. This different patch represents different forest types. I work in South Carolina. The dominant forest type is longleaf pine, loblolly pines, and also some oaks. So this different color represent what kind of forests were located. And then after we put all the species information onto this maps, we'll put onto the elevation, that's the topography. Combine all this together, and also if we want to see the as realistic as possible, we have to also design the trees, individual trees, and put each individual trees based on the species information, the composition and structure, onto this forest. And then we'll get this 3D visualized forest. This just looks like a field picture you took in the field. But actually, all this forest, we can control the density, we can control the age, and also we can see at different scales. And all this is composed in the designs in the computer. Before we do the forest visualization, we need to design the individual tree images so we can get a tree library, so we can do whatever, what kind of tree we want to input in. also including the age, because at different age we can have the with the different forest structure we will get different species and the age. The above row is actually the tree we took photos in the field, and after we got back we used the Photoshop to cross out all the background, so you see all the background is black. That's in the graphics, it's in all 000 in the RGB system. But it is a really consuming task when we go out to take pictures, because you can see, especially for larger trees, it's really hard to take pictures from the field with all the branches and leaves standing out. So to save the time, we also design. This is lower row, it's all the tree we designed on computer, use a software called the Tree Professional. This is a movie to show we can, from the trunk branches and different differentiation of the branch and also the twigs, we can have this tree designed. And this can also based on the realistic. If we want a thinning, you can get the thinning, you can cut some branches out. And later I'll show the burned effect on the tree, how we design the tree on burn. After we got the tree library, also get then based on the forest structure, we'll design the ecological system library, and then we can do the visualization. Here's the example of the visualization we did. Actually, this was done by a high school student in South Carolina. We have a governor school system, and during the summer, the high school students will come in, and in about 2 weeks or 1 month period, she works with me and designed this system. This is the picture from Hopco Barony, where our institute is located, and that's what she, with all the library already there, she did the visualization. You can see this tree are longleaf pines, and we include understory here. So the obvious advantage, like people may ask, like what's the useness for this, is that we can grow trees on computer with different composition. That saves time, because when you want to do some forest management experiment, if you go out, you may make a site. It may take like 50 years for tree to grow. But on computer, you can do the tree sizes, the densities, and then you can just grow trees in, actually maybe in 1 week, you can design all this, how the tree will grow in the system, and also base your model output. And this is the capability we can do. We have the stumps, logs, the understory, the snags, and we can also visualize the lakes, the road, and we put topography over, put the forest over topography. And also, I have other projects. We also doing the golf course visualization. We also put the houses and other features onto the system. Another advantage for visualization is that we can link the ArcGIS into this visualization. So if this is from the modeling output from the ArcView or ArcGIS, we can control what's the management over this forest. This is the original forest, and we can, because a lot of forest managers will use ArcView to do the management, so how they want to cut, where do they want to cut, how big area they want to cut, So this will help people to see the result of their forest management. And this is a movie showing you different forest management alternatives. Actually, this is the same forest, and this is the original without any management, and this is the selective cutting. We will put the residual trees onto this patch, and this patch was clear cut. You can see after the edge, you can see here it's all only some the understory shrub, or this is clear cutting. So using this technique, you can comparing how this different management alternatives, or you can even design the strategies and to show the forest manager and the public of your management. This actually Xian Li did this fly through, who now is working with Stephen in University of Alberta. This is the fly through over Shawangunk National Forest, and the data was from the Forest Service, the Forest Inventory data analysis. And we just, from that database, we designed this fly through over this landscape. Actually, some of this is not real bare land. It's just the data was not there. But this show example what we can do with this. Because the data, actually, I think this data is in 2001. And if you have historical data, or you can establish a model to see what's in the past or in the future, you can then do all this visualization over the landscape. And this is only the spatial change. And later on, I will show you some temporal change, too. Okay, now is the application of 3D visualization on fire effect. This includes two parts. One part is what I did when I was in University of Wisconsin. They have a landscape model called LANDIS. It's a land, L-A-N, and disturbance model. That was developed by David Malenoff and Han He, who is now in the first. I will show you the 3D visualization on the LANDIS output, and I'll just show you some behind this. Like the model includes several layer of the effect, including the fire, and this all the process, the probability, and also the intensity of the fire, and similarly have the wind effect, and also considering the forest management, and the input include the climate data, the soil map, and the elevation, and also include the species information. And the output actually will be, we will have how the forest type change over the landscape. And that includes this species map and also the species classification, including the species age. And also, we'll see how the fire and wind and the forest management, all the disturbances, how the also in the map format. And if you're interested, actually they have new version coming out. It's in the University of Missouri, and they have a website. If you're interested, you can go there, and they have all the software is free. And all the user guide and everything is kind of very detailed. Here I just show a simulation I did using the lenses. And since this the fire and wind effect is not so severe, only at year 70, this is the fire map. And this different color represents the severity of the fire. The darker color, actually, it should be red. The red color means the severe fire, and the yellow is means low severity. So I did simulation of no disturbances and with disturbances. Because of the fire, actually on that year, this the landscape becomes more heterogeneous, and some patch the is totally different, and you can just coordinate corresponding with all the fire locations. This is from the model output, and this is the 3D visualization of the forest. So because of the fire, the you can see is some patches are different. Oh, this is 300 by 300 meter. Yeah. It's all the same scale. Yeah. And I this is show you like over 200 years because the disturbances how the landscape change. But the model output at the end of the simulation, because the disturbance is not very severe, so this landscape become homogeneous. But you can still see at around year 70, the some patches change. And I made a movie of this 200 years, how this landscape changed. Back then, I didn't incorporate the fire factors. I just based on their model output, because they have species output, so I just put all the species there so you cannot see the fire effect on this. Although the patch changed because of the fire effect, but you didn't see any burning thing on this movie. This is the beginning. This is already, I think it's around 100 years. I will show you, just wait. So, towards the end, it's become more homogeneous. This is the beginning. You can see the tree grow a little bit. And we have a project funded by Jump Science Program. Basically, what we did is that that's collaboration among the Forest Service and University of Toledo and Clemson University. In Clemson University, our part is try to 3D visualize visualization of the forest landscape under the fire effect. And University of Toledo used a model called FireSight that's developed by Mark Finney. I think that's maybe here people, you just from Montana, got back from Montana. He works, I think maybe they talk about this model on that meeting. That's like how the FireSight is the fire area simulator. That's how the fire will disperse to spreading. So what our part is try to visualize this process. And first we have to get the burnt trees designed, because we need to establish the tree, individual tree image library, and also the ecosystem structure library. And so we have like three category of the burnt, and this just slightly burnt. We can see the crown still there. And over the like with all the going on, we will go from the medium burn to severe burn. You can see here we all designed the crown becomes burned, and even some tree died. This is all designed. And in the visualization, we put a buffer zone. So put some, actually this is all the fire frames. You can see, so like when the model spreading out, we have a buffer zone of this. And also we are able to put the smoke over the landscape. But since we don't have model on the cloud, so this is just a random design. And this is another example of how we can put the buffer zone over the burned area. And this is to show after the burn how the landscape looks like. And the unique about this is that there is different burn category, and even some area, although the fire over spreading over the landscape, but still there is different severity of burns. Here we can see this, the medium burn and the slightly burn, and we also incorporate the landmarks such as highway and lakes over this landscape. This is another example of this after fire effect. And this is the far sight model. If you're interested, you can go to here. Mark Finney have this very detailed paper on the far sight model. If you're interested, you can go there to take a look. And this model considering the elevation slope aspect, and also considering what's on the forest bed is the fill. Also considering how the forest structure, because different species may easy to be burned. And also the height will affect this burning, the spreading, the fire spreading. Okay, here, just this model, this is kind of, actually it's a model output, just how the fire spreading over this landscape. This is the Schroeminger National Forest. Actually, dark color means no burn. And the whiter, like especially, I think actually they have four categories, but when we did visualization, it's kind of too complicated, so we only have three categories. But actually the whiter means the severe, more severe burn. And this from the model output. And what we did is that we mask this burning map over the landscape, and to see what the landscape will look like after the burning. I think I rather like wait until it's from that cluster point here. And then this is from the modeling output. What here we just show from day 1 to day 27, that's the simulation of the fireside model, and how this fire will spreading over the landscape. And although you see here it's all burned, actually when next movie I'll show, when you see in detail, it's not some area even didn't burn, it's just have different severity, as we have the legend here. And also here will show at day 1, day 5, day 10, how many area it was burned. This information is all from the ArcView, so we can link them together to the this burning area. Here is the example, like we took several frames. It's kind of not very, I think I did the wrong order. It's supposed to day one, and then day five, day 10, day 15, and then day 20, 27. What we did is that we try to always put the camera at the buffer, at the edge, so when they spreading out over time, we always at the edge of this burning. And also here shows the information on the area burned. Oh, I don't have much time, right? This is the movie to show like always at the edge how this landscape visualization looks like. I'll go quick. And this, we put the cloud over, and then we do a zooming in, fly through over this landscape. You can see some area is severely burned, but some area is just a touch, mild burned. This is the beginning, and then you go through the this. And this, actually at the end of this project, we need to show the managers about the simulation, and they say like we better put some landmarks. This is what the landmarks we put: the some fire tower, electronic tower, and also we'll just fly through and also over the landscape. We'll show which way we go, and they can also see the landscape, the highway, and also the lakes, even a powerhouse. I think now my computer is kind of building up the memory, so it's kind of go slow now. But you can see the river. And also we marked what kind of forest is it. It's kind of coarse, but just to show you an example, we can show how this landscape looks like. And this really is, because this is for the simulation just after the fire at day 27, but actually you can use this for anything. Like if we have statistic model to show how the forest grow or how the forest change, I think if you show people just all those complicated equations, even me, although I love mathematics and statistics, I will feel sometimes feel overwhelmed by this. But if you show people this, then we can to see what our modeling output looks like. And oh, that's the half, but we already passed it. And last one, I just want to show you. This is another project we have on the hurricane effect. And what we did is that we used the satellite images of 1976. And 90, the Hurricane Hugo. Hugo occurred in 1989. And then we got this map. And what we try to do is that to get this forest structure along this road. This is the road over my experiment site, like in our institute. So what we did is that we reconstructed the forest in 76 and 90, we along the road, you can see because of the Hugo, all the tree, a lot of tree died. Then using this tool, you can compare what the forest looks like and the different disturbances, either the fire or forest management, or if you want to, if you have some model, if this can be anything, this, I just want to show this as an example of what this can do. Oh, yeah, I think that's the last one. I'm sorry, I just hit the wrong button. In all, I think this really can use as a tool to build a bridge between the research and the research result, and also during the way also can enhance your understanding for the ecosystem. Thank you. No, actually, we already have the library there. We already have the library there. I just help her to get familiar with this, and the library, the system, the force structure is already all there. What she did is just to assemble everything together.
Okay, let's try and go once more.
Thank you.